Save big money on your bathroom update at Menards. Transform your bathroom with a stunning new vanity from Magic Woods. With over 100 options to choose from, our vanities combine contemporary style with durable materials. Find the ideal piece to create the bathroom you've always wanted. From stylish and elegant to simple and modern, save big money on Magic Woods vanities at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all our great deals happening now. Save big money at Update your home and save big money with Mastercraft Doors at Menards. For over 50 years, Mastercraft has been making quality doors inside and out. Choose from the best in-stock selection of interior and exterior doors ready to take home today. Or design your door your way with our free designer in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on Mastercraft Doors and check out more great deals happening now at Menards. Save big money at
Menards. Weeby here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Cam Girl Part 2 episode. My favorite part of her interview was when she talked about how she got on the No Jumper podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Peace.
Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome back for the second time, Cam Girl Part 2. How you doing?
I'm doing magnificent. Thank
good.
You.
Good. It's been a minute.
It has been. It's been, I think, like 2-3 years.
It's been a year. Not that long. I think a year.
Two years. Oh, I swear to God. I didn't see you last year.
Yeah. Who's the homie here?
This is my sidekick, Kershaw.
Kershaw,
the
and
dog.
How old is Kershaw?
Kershaw's 6 going on 7.
6? Is he friendly?
Yes. Would you like to pet him?
Yeah.
He's super friendly. Okay. He loves people.
Okay. He's cool. And this is your mom's dog?
This is my mom's dog. I'm currently dog sitting because we just got a new puppy, a little Maltie poo. So too much going on in that house.
What's the story behind him? Like, how'd your mom find him? Like,
my brother's... Okay, so he's been passed down generations. Okay.
This guy has?
Not yet.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
My brother obtained him through a friend. Mm-hmm. And then he works 9-to-5. So then mm-hmm. my mom doesn't. And she started taking care of him. And then we realized he was just happier at my mom's house because he could be with people all day.
He's so cool. He's chill.
How old is he? Super chill. 6 going on 7.
He's 6. And he's potty trained everything?
Yep. He's a perfect dog.
Yeah. Well, what kind of diet is he on? Is he on a soft food diet or...
Soft food is like the canned
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, canned food.
I don't like the canned
stuff.
Oh,
he's hard food?
Hard food.
Okay.
Canned food is too hard. It's too messy.
Yeah.
You have to like clean the bowl every time. And
he's really chill.
You love him.
Yeah.
Don't nap him.
In this apartment, I had my neighbor Colin Drake's dog, Dolly.
Wait, excuse me?
He had a dog. My neighbor, his name was Colin Drake. He had a dog. He was 93 years old, and he passed away, so I ended up taking his dog. Mm. I basically inherited his dog.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, so there's one moment where he had fallen or something had happened. He couldn't breathe, and there's a fire truck in the front.
Yeah.
And then there's firemen in his apartment, and he had the oxygen mask on.
Oh, no.
And Dolly was trying to bite the fireman's ankles.
Aw, see, that's why you love dogs. They're just trying to protect their owner.
Yeah, he was trying to protect. But Chihuahuas are vicious, too.
He could be vicious if he needs to be.
Yeah.
But
he really, he's, look, he's like,
he's showing off for the
camera. off in front of the camera. So I inherited the dog, and so he's probably smelling a remnants of Dolly.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Dolly. I still got some ears. Don't worry about it.
I don't remember meeting Dolly the last time I was.
Oh, she was
here.
Gone. Oh. Way before you remember Kirby. Kirby was vaguely. My current dog, my white fluffy dog.
What happened to Kirby?
He's at my girl's parents. Good. Yeah, yeah.
I was like, fuck.
No. I mean, wait, it's like Steve the serial dog killer. No, that's not the case.
The remnants of all the dogs.
No. I love dogs. You're a dog lover. There's no like holes in the back where there's dog bodies or anything. I love dogs.
I believe you.
Yeah.
I believe you.
Well, you know, you never know. People might be like, oh, Asian guy.
I know.
Because there's... What do you think about that? A lot of people think Asians eating dogs.
Yeah.
Maybe in North Korea, but not in Seoul, right?
Yeah, it's the Bojintang.
Bojintang moya?
Dog soup.
Oh, that's a real...
That's the name of the...
That's new to me. So there's a name for dog soup?
Unfortunately.
So is it more North Korea?
I don't really know too much of the history behind eating dogs, but...
Yeah.
I mean,
but how'd you know... About that dish, the soup.
I think I asked my mom one time. I was like, why is that a joke? You know?
Oh,
and
she's
like, it's called Bojintang. And like, I think it was like a thing, like probably
during the war, you know? My dad just passed. Rest in peace. But my mom used to tell me stories of during Korea at that time where they had to leave their home and get on a train up to China or something where because of the war. Does your mom have similar stories of like Korean old school stories?
I mean, my mom was born in 64.
She's young.
Yeah, I think
64?
Is she young?
That's young.
Oh.
Damn, man. I feel old as hell. You should have told me that.
Sorry.
I was born in the 70s.
So how old does that make you? Okay, we don't have to ask.
I'm in my 40s.
Whoa, you look young.
Thank you.
And you have the youthful spirit. You have the youthful energy.
Do you think just the Korean genes?
100%.
Yeah.
Or just kimchi? Asian kimchi. Yeah, Asian kimchi. Overall. Someone sent me a picture. I think it was Vera Wang. I'm not too sure, but she was tagged in like this fashion designer.
Who's that again?
This big, huge fashion designer. Okay. And she's apparently 72. I could be completely wrong, but I'll send you the picture. Maybe if you want to just insert it on this.
She looks good, huh?
She looks 20. I'm going to send you the picture. I'm like... Hopefully that's how I look when I'm 72.
She looks that young?
She looks young, but she had sunglasses on. She had like a tight stomach.
She looked good for age. Have you been to Korea?
Mm-hmm.
When's the last time you went?
Not this past year, but the year before, which is 2018.
Yeah.
18.
What was it like?
Fun.
Fun.
Did
you notice that I went there way back? My brother shot. Have you heard of the Wonder Girls?
Yes.
He was shooting a Wonder Girls music video. He was playing an alien. Like he had to do dances and stuff.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. So you know JYP.
Yes.
I met that fool. So he was. I didn't know who he was.
Really? You dapped him up like, hey, what's up, fool?
No. Yeah, I dapped him up. He was in the trailer, and then he was. I think he was kind of sizing me up, like, he didn't know how old I was, but he was like, he asked me how old I was, and I felt like he was trying to feel me out, like, if I was down to join the dormitory and learn some moves, and be a part of the system, the Korean system.
The audition?
Yeah. But anyway, so we were out there, and dude, it was a trip, because the last time I was there, I was a kid or whatever, and... One day, on his day off, we were walking in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, where are all the stores? And then, because it was late gray and cold.
Mm.
And then we went down this alleyway. And then I didn't realize, like, the alleyway turned into a shopping center. Like, it was all the shops. And I'm like, whoa, this is crazy.
Dude, Korea's crazy.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy fun, too.
So what did you do out there? Like what kinds of, activities?
What activities? Yeah. I definitely DJed, at this club called Fader. in
not the magazine, right?
I wish. Mm. I wish I DJ'd in the magazine.
For sure.
Yeah. No, it's a club in Itaewon. So I did that, and then just hung out with friends, did some other work, meet a bunch of people, network, mm-hmm, all the mm-hmm buzzwords.
Was it hard to network? Like, where were the people out there? Like, were they really down to earth or?
Yeah. I mean, everyone that I've met has been very, very chill. The only stark difference that I realize is, like, I mean, just how you just said about the JYP, like, sizing you up and like asking your age.
Yeah.
The reason why he did that is because he's trying to figure out if he's supposed to call you Hyung or not, because that's such a big deal for them, you know? So
that's the mm-hmm reason why I got sizing you up. It wasn't for me to join a boy band. He saw it.
I could be wrong. I could see you Wonder Boy.
I was hoping to be maybe a future boy band sensation.
You could be.
But I think I lost my opportunity.
No, you could be like a...
Damn, you just... Oh, man.
No, you could be a got 47.
Okay, I could live with that as long as I get some paper. So he was trying to find out my age just yet, if to call me young or...
Or not.
Okay.
I think. If I could read his... Also, shout out Danny Chung.
Okay, shout out... Who's Danny Chung?
He said he knows you, I think.
Maybe. Oh, shout out... Danny Kim?
Danny Chung. The Danny Chung. He introduced me to a bunch of people in Korea.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up. That so shout out to up. Danny.
Shout out to Danny.
He's a John or Chung?
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 Well, I think it's Jung.
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 Because my mom's Chung. Chungja.
Oh, really? There's an actual last name for called Chung?
Chungja Lee. Chungja. Chungja.
Wait, so what's her last name? Lee?
Lee.
Oh.
Yeah, Chungja. But she changed it to Jeannie.
What? Oh, I love that. Genie, like I'm a genie.
Yeah, Gene. Well, J-E-A-N-I-E.
Oh, genie.
Yeah. Can like, I tell you something genie that we found out? My brother took a DNA test as far as finding out our origins.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not 100% Korean.
Really?
My 10% Japanese. Mm. And my mom was tripping out.
Oh, she was not having that.
Because she, her whole life, you know how Koreans are.
Yeah.
We're not like that, but they're so like,
old school.
Yeah, they're so, old school. But she was trying to figure out her family lineage.
Mm.
She thinks like someone was adopted or something happened. Or
yeah.
It's either that or a Japanese fool.
I know. I don't want to say that. Did the R word to a Korean woman and
for sure. I mean, that went down.
I mean, it happens in all war torn countries. Like, if you go to Vietnam and Philippines.
Or have you taken the test?
This is where my conspiracy theory comes in.
What is it?
I don't know. I just like I don't want to willingly give my DNA to this random privatized company. Like, what are they gonna do with it?
Oh, that's why.
Yeah, I'm not into that.
Oh, because there might be cloning facilities.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe if they want to clone me. Little old me, I don't know.
But dude, you got me all crazy. Like, I'm paranoid too now.
Sorry.
I think that exists.
I'm just like, what are you trying to do with my DNA? What, you know?
What would you do if you were in a different country and you saw you?
Bro, I would flip the fuck out.
Would you confront you?
Yes, but what if you killed you and tried to take you's life?
Wait, hold on. I got to think about what you said. What if I, my doppelganger, tried to kill me?
And then...
Because they want to be the only one.
Exactly.
Out of...
That's some Black Mirror shit.
Yeah, that's Black Mirror stuff. I would... Oh, God, this is a... Now you have me cornered. I would... Is this person, is me, am I armed?
I guess you guys are even.
Okay, so it's fist to cuffs.
Fist to death.
Fist to fist. I would look at myself in the eye and go, listen, I am you. You are me. I have no problem with you because we're the same. Please don't kill me. Let's band together.
Like you take 9 to 5 and or whatever.
No,
well, you take Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and I'll take.
No. I would say, look, I have no problem with you because you're me. Wherever you're living, if it's Australia, I won't say nothing. You live your life out in Australia. I'll stay in LA. I won't tell nobody that you're me, or I'm you. And let's just live out, right?
But what if
there's the third?
Okay, I didn't get there yet.
Yeah, what if there's the third?
Oh my, then you guys need to be just a trifecta of Stevies.
So if it was me, they would have the same. God, what if that person had an Australian accent? That would trip me out.
My thing is, your Australian you is doing this same podcast. It's with the Australian me.
Oh, so it'd be Steve. It'd be the Cam Girl Steve podcast,
Australian edition. Then
we would have to band forces once we heard about it, and get a flight to Australia, and hire some hitmen
to kill him.
Or we would have to try to infiltrate their podcast.
I'm down.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's do it.
Or we would just say, listen, can we be guests on your podcast? It would go viral, dude.
I love it. I love it.
Speaking of podcasts, I didn't want to bring this up, but I had no idea. Like before, I just was in the gray, in a gray cloud. I didn't know what No Jumper was at all.
Welcome.
And then through time, I start, you know, on my YouTube feed, I started watching because I'm a fan. And then I'd be like, what the hell? She looks familiar. And it was you.
It's me.
On there. So can we talk about how you got affiliated? Because I'm a fan.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of Adam and No Jumper.
How did I get affiliated?
I mean, how did you get connected with the whole thing?
The No Jumper community. Yeah. So one of my co-hosts on the podcast, Lil House Phone, you should interview him next.
What's up, dude? Give me the contact.
He's sick. I'll hook you guys up after this. Right. We just know each other from just downtown LA warehouse parties and whatnot. And one day he asked me like, hey, do you want to come on a podcast? And at that time, I was like, what's a podcast?
Oh, you didn't even know.
This was like 3-4 years ago before like everyone started having a podcast. Jeez. Or maybe I was late. I don't know. I didn't know what a podcast was.
Man.
How long have you been doing this? Sorry to derail the conversation.
It's over two years. But there's some changes now. There has been changes just in the dynamic. Like I have one intern now.
Loves it. Shout out to Ren, my guy.
Shout out to Ren. and it's still, I still do, and I like your vlog. I want to get to your vlogs too. Because you have your own YouTube thing going on too, right? I saw one particular one where this one girl meets some other guy on the internet, and she flies to meet this guy,
Gabby.
Ends up getting arrested. And so right when she gets out of jail, she goes back to the house.
And gets beat up. And her tit pops out. And it goes viral on Twitter.
How do you find out about these stories?
Unfortunately, Twitter. It was trending number one on Twitter.
Number one.
And like everyone I know is just like, Gabby this, Gabby that. I'm like, who's Gabby? And then that's how this video came about. Everyone check it out. YouTube.com/camgirl.
That's awesome. Okay, let's go back. Your homie introduced you to this thing and hey, come by. And then what happened after that?
So I came to the podcast. I was my first time speaking on a microphone. I was like, oh, what's going on? Became friends with Adam then. And we follow each other on social media. We just again see each other out in LA party lifestyle. And then one day I think we like had dinner or something, or like Korean barbecue, and he was like, you know what, like, what do you think about working with me or whatever? And then
were just chilling and he asked.
I can't remember how exactly it came about. I might have asked him for like advice on business and stuff like that. Careers and
right.
And I think he saw like, oh, this young girl, ambitious, you know, down to work hard. And then I like got involved in like the back end of like their merch and YouTube management.
You're involved with that too as well.
A lot of different stuff.
Yeah,
but now it's accumulated down to the No Jumper show.
I become a fan just through the feed, and just I don't know, it popped up on my feed and I just started watching it. And like I saw the, is it his name, Aaron Carter?
Oh my God.
So I saw that one and I was, it was, I was really obsessed with that guy because, because you were there that day, right?
You, if you haven't already, please watch part one of,
so
of the interview.
So tell the camera. Aaron Carter was a teenage sensation. He was what his brother was a part of what group?
Backstreet Boys.
Backstreet Boys.
I was obsessed with Backstreet Boys.
And, but he had his own solo album when he was a teen. He was a sensation.
I want candy. Andy.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And he was, he was gorgeous little pop star, right?
Exactly.
So, but he's become something else, hasn't he?
That's the perfect way to describe it. Something else.
I didn't mean it like that.
No, but I mean, I don't, I think he knows.
I was catching lie after lie after lie.
Yeah.
And the ego was extreme with him. Like, we know you're talented, dude. Yeah. We know it. But when he got on that one time, he was like, I'm the number one artist out. I'm the number one guy out. I'm the most pop, like... I was like, we get it, guy.
Yeah. The interesting thing about him is, like, you know, when you meet the famous people or whatever, you could see, like, some people are just genuinely them. And then some people are playing, like, a character of themselves. And, like, you know, comes off when the camera's off, they're, you know, normal. Mm-hmm. But him, he goes into, like, when we're on camera, I see him, like, bits of his true self mixed with this... persona he's putting on, so it's very difficult to tell, like, whether he's actually just out of his mind or if he's actually in on the joke with us. He is, like you said, something else.
Yeah. Did he have when did he get the fat face tattoo?
He got that, I believe, like the same week he did his first No Jumper interview.
So that, I'm just guessing, maybe No Jumper had something to, like, he wanted to, like, prove himself for something.
I mean, I think that's what Adam thinks. I have no fucking idea.
Yeah, because Adam's tatted on his neck and his face, like he's got.
He has a
on
lot
the
of
side,
tattoos.
Right?
Yeah.
So maybe, I'm just guessing that. I was obsessed with, because he came back on too, right?
Oh my God, yes.
And then he, didn't he bring his girl?
And then he came back on again. And the fucking most annoying part is that the third time around, I wasn't able to come that day because I think I had like a very big show or something the next day. So I didn't come. The one day I don't come, my co-host, Lil Housewife, gets gifted $1,000 in cash by Aaron Carter and a fucking gold chain.
Oh, I was going to say, what's up with him and his gold, like, just giving away 25,000 gold chains to...
But not to me.
Damn, dude. You should ask for...
I should DM him.
IOU. You'd be like, yo, what's up with my chain?
I would
or
like...
Or a bracelet.
Oh, I would like that. I would like to, but he blocked me on Twitter. I don't know.
What?
I didn't do anything.
No, let's talk about, why did he block you?
I don't know. I feel like if anything, I was like the nicest one to him. Or maybe not. I don't
know. No, you were. You weren't even talking that much during that.
I'm like, I'm just like letting you talk. You're giving fans your phone number. I'm like, I don't know.
I'm just guessing. I think there's something else. I think he might have a, like, maybe a mental, like a mental problem.
I think,
you know,
probably.
Because you have to think, put yourself in issues. It has to be like, this is going back to the, like, the Feldman thing or whatever. Any, like, Macaulay Culkin, whatever, whoever's famous when they're young, right?
Yeah.
You're famous when you're young, right? And then through time, things change and you basically become like a normal person. That must hurt a little bit.
Dude, I don't even know how you could transition when you have, like, the world to then being...
I don't see it that way. If like me and you, let's say we're pop sensations when we're 10 or whatever.
JYP
discovered us. We made a couple mil, right?
Uh-huh.
I'd be like, cool.
Chilling.
I would be like in Thailand or Australia or London. I would be out.
Exactly.
And be like, oh, I'm going to buy a little crib. Yeah. I could go surfing every day or scuba dive, whatever.
I mean, I hate to say it, but he did, you know, say... divulge some information that, like, he did a bunch of, like, huffing stuff. Like,
what's that? I don't, what is that?
Like, what is it, like, air duster stuff?
Air
like
duster.
That?
People are, there's,
I'm sure that
there's shows on people trying to get off that.
I'm sure that takes a toll on your brain cells.
Like, interventions. There's interventions that people, like, that are hooked on that. Oh, it makes you brain dead.
I'm sure of it. That's,
yeah.
That is so
you
sad.
Don't mess around with any kind of, you don't even smoke weed, do you?
I don't like weed.
So you're sober.
I mean, I'm not like like straight edge sober.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll drink occasionally. I have taken my occasional like Molly and stuff like that mm-hmm. back in my day, but mm-hmm. For the most part, I don't know, just chilling, mm-hmm, living mm-hmm. high off life.
Yeah.
What about you? Do you smoke weed?
I've been sober for over 10 years now.
Oh, you told me this last time. Oh, well, that's dope.
Yeah, I mean, if I weren't like that, I probably wouldn't be doing any of this. Because weed got me paranoid. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I would love, like, the only thing I miss about weed is, like, I'd be able to, like, zone out and make beats all night, you know?
You make beats?
Yeah.
Bro, you gotta send me some.
Yeah.
What is that, like an NPC thingy?
Yeah, these are all samplers.
Oh,
yeah,
cool. That's dope.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you didn't know I did music, huh?
No. I mean, I know you do that. I know you play piano. Well, my voice cracked.
No, I was in a band with Money Mark and Dave Cho. It was like a punk rap band.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, yeah. I thought you knew all this stuff.
No, I need to interview you next time.
Oh, I thought... You know what? I don't even...
I thought you...
No. Oh. That's like my passion. I like doing this, but it's like I really like just zoning out and making beats and writing and stuff. Wow. I thought you knew that.
I feel disrespectful. I'm sorry.
No. No, I'm sorry that the thing is I'm the opposite. You know how like kids nowadays are like, yo, I'm the, you know, hey, check out my whatever. I'm
my SoundCloud.
My SoundCloud. Like I'm like, it's like it's mm-hmm. always it always goes to this where they're mm-hmm. like people are like, you do music? I go, yeah, I've been doing music since like the
90s. Wow.
I like keep it on the hush.
Mm. No, but I'm definitely going to check you out when I get home.
I'll get you CD right now.
Oh my God. Yay. Yeah. What is a Mangchi? I see Mangchi everywhere. Yeah, so that's the name of the band.
Yeah, that's just a solo project that I did called Collage the Mirage.
I love it.
And I handmade these covers, but then I got these like printed out. Yeah, no problem. But Mangchi, okay, so the way I met them is going back to you and No Jumper, I didn't know what a podcast was either. Mm-hmm. My brother, we're going to K-Town to Adidon. We were going to go eat somewhere. I was starving. And then he checks his phone. He goes, fuck. I go, what is it? He goes, oh, can you just come with me to this thing? I got a pod. I told Dave I was going to. I go, Dave Cho? He goes, yeah. I go, oh, damn, I'm a really? And I'm like, can we? Well, we're about to eat. He goes, just come, dude. Just come. So I'm like, all right. And so back then, it was in a warehouse. It was like this, like, you know, it was obscure location. No one knew. It was just this warehouse where he did his art and everything. It was a big warehouse.
Cool.
In downtown LA.
Uh-huh.
So we roll in, and I'm like, I'm in this warehouse, and we go in there, and it was called DVD ASA, so it was David and Asa Akira.
Mm. So I saw that you interviewed her.
Yeah, yeah, twice. Yeah. And I met her through that.
Oh, that's
yeah,
dope.
So I'm like there. They had a whole podcast set up with mics and a table. And I'm like, oh, I was like, oh, this is what it is. And then I literally took my chair like near the hallway, like away from the area. I was showing him respect. I go, mm-hmm. dude, I'm a big fan. It's good meeting you. I'm going to sit over here. Literally, like 5 minutes, 10 minutes into it, he goes, hey, bring your brother over here.
That's sick.
I go, what? And so I was literally, my first experience was there just not knowing what it was. And then through that, I met like Asa, Money Mark, and all the other members of Mangchi. That and then, because one day at podcasting, Dave's like, hey, do you want to record music and an album? Or I go, all right, you know. So I'm like, yeah, I want to, because you know, I respect Money Mark. Oh, did you see the Beastie Boys documentary yet?
No.
The Beastie Boys story, but anyway, so he's in that. It's on Apple TV. But anyway, back then, like, because I'm a huge Beastie Boys fan. But anyway, like, they were like, let's go to Big Bear. So we went to Big Bear.
I love Big Bear.
And he rented out a huge, like, it was like a summer camp cabin, like, with different, like, rooms and cabins. And we ended up recording and then ended up going on tour.
Wow.
We opened up for Diane Ward and Deltron.
That's sick.
Yeah. And we opened up for Deltron in Hawaii as well. And then, yeah, and then it was fun. We're on hiatus right now, but...
You guys coming back?
It's
comeback season.
Hopefully. Look, everyone is... you know, Dave just had a kid, so he's, you know, tending, being a father. Money, you know, he's in doing his other musical projects. And Heather Leather is, she was touring with Cher.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, tell the viewers who Cher is. Are you a fan?
Yes.
Huge fan. I mean, she's a great actress. Back in the day in the 80s, she was in a few movies.
What movies?
Mask with Eric Stoltz and Sam Elliott. You gotta watch this, this movie is one of the best movies.
What was it? Mask?
Mask. Not the one with Jim Carrey, the one with Cher, Sam Elliott, and Eric Stoltz.
You know what I am a fan of?
It'll make you cry.
I'm down to cry.
Yeah.
You should check out Cher's Twitter. I don't know if she's running her Twitter, but she is fucking hilarious.
What kinds of stuff is she saying?
Just like really funny, relatable, retweetable tweets, if that means anything to you.
She's always been like so cool to me.
She's really funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Cher song?
What's the most famous one?
Do you believe in life after love?
That's the only one I know. I'm sorry. We need to go to Norebang.
I'm down. Is it in Koreatown?
I mean, after the quarantine is over.
Yeah. So during this quarantine, like what Korean spots are you missing? What foods are you missing in Koreatown?
Definitely Korean barbecue. The first thing I thought about when they said that the restaurants in LA were going to be closed, I felt bad for the Korean barbecue business owners, because that's like, that's not a food you could take to go. Like, I mean, you can, but I mean, it's like the experience of being there with your friends and like cooking in front of you.
Where I ran out of my kimchi. Where could I get me another thing of kimchi?
The grocery store?
They're open?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that K-Town maybe closed down.
No, you could go to like H-Mart or California Supermarket.
I'm a fan of California Supermarket.
Me too. The thing I miss...
The kimbap?
Oh, that shit's bomb.
Okay.
Have you been to the top floor?
They have the little restaurants there, don't they?
Yes. It's so
nice. So you know about that.
Come on.
It's a hidden area, though. It's a hidden area.
I know.
You have to take the escalator. Mm-hmm. Explain to the viewers what that is. What Korean market is. Oh, the stuff you just mentioned.
Viewers, if you're ever in Koreatown, you should check out this place called California Supermarket. It's on Western and 3rd, I believe. Mm-hmm. And if you go to the top floor, there's just like a food court that has really, really good food, like tonkatsu and like...
What is that? What you just said?
Sorry. I just assume everyone's Korean.
Most of my fans are white and Latino, I think.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. For all you guys that don't know what I just said, it is pork cutlet, which is one of my favorite Korean foods.
Oh, the cutlet.
Because
it's so breaded, good. Too.
So breaded pork cutlet with like the
gravy stuff over it.
Oh, God. So good.
But they used to have this other spot in the corner in... kimchi chicken for like $10. Do you know how to make it?
I have tried. I don't make it really good.
Will you make Korean food at home?
For the most part, no, just because I love Korean food and I love eating it, but there's just so many dishes. So I usually just eat it at my mom's house.
What does she make?
Fucking everything.
Everything.
She's like literally the best cook. I want to get like a group of Korean moms. Oh my God, this is the best show idea. Get a group of Korean moms.
Go ahead. Let's put it out there.
But no one can steal my idea. I said this first. Get a group of Korean moms and like you have to have like, you know, sons or daughters that claim like this, my mom is the best Korean cook. Mm-hmm. And so you put them in this cooking competition of like eating all these fucking kimchi jjigae and
like a mukbang.
Oh yes,
you know about mukbang.
I do. I like mukbangs. Yeah, but
go ahead.
But the judges are like, fuck. What is the Roy Choi and the other famous?
I'm a fan of Roy Choi.
He's sick.
Do you know how many times I reached out to that guy? I have his book. I'm a fan of Roy Choi.
That's sick.
I'm a fan.
He does like a...
Have you met him?
No, I haven't.
He hasn't been on No Jumper?
No.
What's up?
I mean, I don't know. I just see like, you know, Rex, right? Rex Dizzy and like Dumb.
That's the homie.
The homies.
Rex and Dumb. And I had Ear of the Ox on here too.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I got to support the community. They've all been on here.
I love that. Yeah. But they're always hanging out with Roy Choi.
They are.
They
huh?
are. That's your in.
I feel like I'm those are the homies, but I feel like they already are like kind of like squatted up. It's
I know what
it's,
you mean.
You know what I mean? It's Rick, it's Rex, mm-hmm. Rex, and then Dumb.
It's weird to try to infiltrate like such a tight knit bond.
Have you been on Fun with Dumb?
Yes.
When's the last time you went on there? Shout out to Dumb. Shout out to Dumb Founded. Yeah, shout out to Dumb.
Shout out to his Twitch too. Last year I believe. So I did yours. 2018, mm-hmm. I did his mm-hmm. 2019. I'm back here 2020.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Did you have fun over there?
Are you trying to make a competition? I'm having more fun here. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I just want to know. Like, yeah.
Yeah, no.
It's fun on both?
Yeah, yeah, I had fun.
What if we all the Koreans got together?
Make a super show.
Make a super Coreano show.
I love it.
Would that pop off?
Fuck, I was gonna say we have to get Awkwafina on it, but I don't think she's Korean.
Dude, why did you have to bring her up? I've asked her so many times, but she blew the fuck
up, dude. She is like inspirational. I was hitting her up,
where she texted me back, DM'd me, and the next you know she's in movies and I'm mm-hmm. like, okay, yep. There
bye bye
bye bye.
Yeah, she's sick.
So do you know her?
I am a fan.
But you haven't kicked it with her?
No, I don't know her personally.
Damn.
I've only seen her on the big screen.
There was a moment where she was just on the cusp, you know, because she was cool. You know, she had that song because you know, her music was popping off mm-hmm. on YouTube or whatever. But then out of nowhere, I'm like, oh, okay, I saw her in a movie trailer and I'm like, yep, oh,
it's out of here.
Yeah. So what were you going to say? The Coreano show?
Who else would we put on it that would make it really sick?
Roy Choi. Dumb. What about like Rex, Rick, Ear of the Ox.
What about the Dave Korean? What about the Korean females though? Obviously me.
Obviously you. Who else? What are the other ones out there? Let's shout them out.
I don't know. I mean,
can't name one other one?
I can only think of like Jessie, but she's not. She's like a big, huge fucking rap star.
There's got to be other Korean ones.
No.
You're the only one doing
no
doing
I content? Can't I cannot be the only other
you
one.
You can't be the only one.
I'm not. That's the thing. You can't ask me. This is a question for Rec, Dumb, and Year of the Ox. They know all.
They know all that. I don't know any of that.
I don't know either. I just stay in my bubble with my dog. Sorry, he's on your bed.
For some reason, I thought you were connected to all of the K-Town stuff there, but you're like me. You kind of don't know.
I roll solo dolo.
But the thing is, you're a part of a big, that's a big thing you're a part of. Like, I was scared for you. I'm like, oh my God.
Scared
for me? Just scared. I'm like, that's No Jumper. that's her. I was just watching your reaction. I'm like, okay, what is she going to talk next? When is she going to talk?
I hope I.
So, were you nervous? Like, the first time, like, that's a big one. I'm just saying that's it because I watch his when he goes to like a gang neighborhood. I watch his vlogs.
Those are good.
Have you done any of that?
I was working there or working with him and affiliated with it when I came here the first time.
But I didn't know that.
I know.
You didn't bring it up.
I go with the flow of the conversation.
It's the same way I did with my music. Like, exactly. Yeah, I just kind of kept it on the low.
I'm not just going to be like, by the way, my topics here, I'm on No Jumper. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, but that's different because that's a huge podcast. Like my music's underground. There's like maybe 100 people that know about it and that will support my band.
101.
Camp. 101. but with that is different because it's, wouldn't you say that particular podcast is like, it's up there with like almost like not Joe Rogan, but like at least top 50 out right now?
Yeah, I think it's definitely in the top like at least hip hop. Podcast community
huge,
very big.
And your numbers, what's your average? Because I'm like obsessed with this, the uh-huh. algorithms. Okay, when you post a video on No Jumper, like in the first day, like how many views does that get?
Well, are you talking about our podcast? Because we have like
Your podcast,
the No Jumper Show. Okay, so interesting enough is we started the show maybe we're 42 episodes in or something like that.
That's it.
Yeah, but No Jumper was it's an interview podcast.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know.
But then the No Jumper Show with me on it is a very new thingy.
What explain to the viewers the difference between that and then like the OG version of that.
So the OG version of No Jumper is the host, Adam 22, he interviews like different up and coming hip hop artists, or, you know, I don't know. He does a lot of porn stars. He interviews a lot of porn stars as well, and other people, authors and stuff like that. So that's the OG side. And then the new stuff that I'm involved in is the No Jumper podcast show, where me, Adam and Lil Housephone, we just sit and chit chat for 2 hours a week.
It's just fascinating. I mean, rest in peace XXXTentacion.
I know that was a legendary interview.
It's almost even cryptic to think that he's not here anymore, and Adam, like, you know what I'm saying,
it's a moment in time.
Yeah, it's a moment in time,
that interview.
Yeah, like, how, I'm just curious, because it's, I mean, there's something to learn from that. Like, how does Adam, like, how does, like, his networking skills must be off. Like, how did he get to that point where he was getting the, you know, like, Tekashi 6ix9ine?
I know, right?
Yeah, like, how does he go about getting to that point?
I'm just curious. I believe it all started because, I mean, originally it was a BMX podcast. Mm-hmm. And then he was already friends with this guy, Xavier Wolf, who's another big underground hip-hop artist. Mm-hmm. And he did that interview, and then through that interview he like interviewed his friends, and then Ian Connor ended up coming. Do you know Ian Connor?
No, can you refresh my memory? I'm completely,
how do I explain this person?
Out of the loop as far as trap rap, like anything trap.
Ian Connor, how do I describe him? He's this young, like, influence, like social media influencer kind of, but he's like tapped in with like everyone from Kanye to Young Thug to Wiz Khalifa, and like,
yeah,
it's a whole other world.
I'm still stuck in 1992. Like, if you said Be Real, I'm like, I know Cypress Hill.
He has a dope podcast, right?
Yeah, the Smoke Box.
Yeah.
So yeah. You like Cypress? You like Cypress Hill? Yeah.
I like the podcast.
So does Adam? Because I notice what's smart about Adam is he gets the up and coming.
Mm-hmm.
The new, like, rappers coming up. Like, how does he stay in tune to the streets and, like, knowing what's popping like that with these new trap rappers?
I mean, I can't speak exactly for Adam, but, mm-hmm. I'm, you know, I think a Lil Housephone, you know, our co-host, mm-hmm. he's really good with getting up-and-coming people. So, you know, a little bit of influence from his friends to, mm-hmm. like, fans saying, like, interview this person. And when they say that enough, it's like you keep hearing this name.
Oh, right,
and, like, I'm
right.
sure, you know, he has his own ways of looking at SoundCloud or his own crazy. Personal connections.
Yeah. And then with him, he's diverse, right? Because he's interviewed, like, battle rappers and professional mm-hmm. skateboarders, like the Braden Safransky episode, like... Like, so he's at least open to, like, his, like, the types of guests he gets on there, right?
Yeah. It's definitely not an exclusive, like, hip-hop-only podcast.
Yeah. And then, like, he has an iconic, like, the basketball t-shirt, too. That's a top seller, right?
The No Jumper one. Yeah, the one with the logo.
Yeah, the one with the logo.
I'll get you one next time.
You will?
Yeah.
I'll pay. I'll wear it right now. I'm a fan.
Sorry, I didn't bring one.
Yeah, no, it's okay. Now, as far as, I don't know if this is cool to bring up, but I saw, because I was obsessed, like I kept watching No Jumper for a whole week, and one of the videos, a kid brought a gun in there. Can we talk about, like, that incident? I know you weren't there,
I'm thankful I was not there. Yeah.
Explain what that was to the viewers.
So the No Jumper headquarters was a store on Melrose, like a storefront where they sold merch and bikes in the front. And then in the back is where they did the interviews and the podcast and all that. And while they were doing something live on YouTube, you know, everyone knows that that everyone knows where the store is. It's on fucking Google and Yelp, and everyone knows that he interviews in the back. So someone, I think someone ordered something on Postmates, so they the back door was open or something like that, and like some kid just fucking ran in with a fake gun and pointed it to Adam's head, like, give me all your money or something dumb like that.
And it happened to be caught on camera. They had the camera on.
It was live on YouTube.
It was live on, yeah. It was crazy, live, dude. And it's almost like, is the video still out on YouTube? There's certain glimpses. There's maybe other videos that are capture that moment, edited in or whatever, but it's pretty cryptic to watch.
Dude, it's crazy.
Because just seeing Adam's reaction, because he's like, uncomfortably laughing, he's like, you know, but it's like, I mean, that could have been the end right there.
I know, it's like, it's scary to think about. They close the store and we move where we film now, thank God. So we're taking precautions, obviously.
Yeah. Do you have any security measures or like a security guard or something to prevent that from happening again?
Yeah, definitely. They beefed up security after that incident.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
Did that scare? I mean, that must have shaken Adam up to the core, right?
I don't know how he doesn't have PTSD.
Yeah,
I don't
know. Yeah.
But
they ended up beating that kid's ass, right?
Yeah, he caught a charge for that.
Rightfully so.
I know.
I saw the video where he's laying on the ground and they're like,
I'm so glad.
Stay down, like, stay down, punk, or whatever.
Or in other explicit words.
Yeah. So, God, time flew by right now. It's already 45, Ren? All right. We'll go like 10 more minutes.
Okay.
Because I feel like, or 5 to 10, is that cool? Because I feel like it just flew by.
No, I enjoy talking to you.
Okay, appreciate it. Me too. You still got to do Richie's plank, though, at the end. Are you down?
I'm scared, but sure.
You will be scared.
I have to do it now, like, on air?
No, you don't have to do it on air. You don't have to, but you will be scared.
VR makes me nauseous.
But you're going to be on top of like an Empire State Building.
I mean, I hate that already.
Ren, she could do it, right? Well, we're going to walk you through it.
Wait, what? So
you're going to be
falling?
Yeah, you're going to take an elevator up top to the top of this huge skyscraper of a building, right? And there's a wooden, like a diving board plank thing.
Oh my God.
And you're going to feel like everything in your body is going to say, don't jump, but you're going to jump.
Has anyone cried?
We've had other guests on here, right? Like Off the Grid Ryan. They were like, everyone has a different reaction. You might just cower and like get on your knee. Like there are people, you know, that's a reaction where they'll get on their knees and go back into the elevator.
So there's people that pussied out and didn't do it.
Well, it took me about 15 minutes my first time. Like my brother, like he called, he's like, you pussy? Are you a pussy? And I'm like, oh, okay. And then I did it. But I was scared.
I'm really scared of heights. Like
you are?
Like of the second floor heights.
There's another option where you could fly like Superman.
I'd be down to fly.
Wait, you want to fly instead?
The first one is
it offers you different options. Like there's things where you could fly like around buildings in the air.
Oh, that is sick.
You want to fly or you want to jump?
Fly. I don't want to die.
Let me just show you what it's like up there. You don't have to jump, but I want you at least to see the view.
Okay. Sure, fuck it.
YOLO. Okay. Damn, that just flew by. We covered a lot of ground, I feel, though.
Yeah.
Can we, at this moment, can we plug your website or your merch or whatever you want to plug, your Instagram?
I'm down. Mm-hmm. Before we end, though, I just want to say thank you having me, inviting me here.
You're always welcome.
We did the first one maybe like I said, like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And I still get people like at least once a month being like, yo, I saw you on CB Weeby. Like,
really?
When are you going to go back? Someone came up to me at Cactus Taqueria even being like, yo, I saw you on Stevie's podcast.
Oh, dude, that's so cool.
So I appreciate you.
No, anytime. And you're always welcome here.
Oh,
always,
thanks.
Always.
Thank you so much.
And if you have other recommendations of what you think we should do differently, I'm open for suggestions because I'm just open now to like we're trying to move into mukbang videos and whatever, you know.
Yeah.
I like your format. Can we plug your YouTube channel real quick? And Because I like your vlog formats. Go ahead.
Thank
Let's
you.
Talk about it.
Follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/camgirl. My new thing, and you should definitely look into, is Twitch live streaming. I think you can kill it on there. No? Damn, you got the little logic. You got the logic and everything.
I know.
You're prepared.
How do you know? Dude, you're observant. Because I could do that on there.
Yeah, 100%.
I have the Elgato too.
Yeah, there you go. Let's play Animal Crossing. Or Tetris 99.
I don't know about Animal. I'm Tetris. More like Tetris. Are you Twitching?
Yeah.
Okay.
So follow me on Twitch at CamGirl. When is this coming out?
In like 2 weeks.
Okay, then never mind. I was gonna plug something that's coming that I'm doing tomorrow. Okay. I check my I have in my in my panels when my streaming schedule is. But I do at least one DJ stream a week.
On Twitch?
On Twitch.
You DJ on Twitch?
Yeah, check me out. I'm DJing. Well, this is going to come out already, but you should check me out tomorrow.
Okay, how does that work? Like, are you affiliated with, you got the affiliation with Twitch? Don't you need a certain amount of views and then
I mean, I am a Twitch partner.
Oh, that's what I meant. So you are a Twitch partner.
But you don't need to, you could do whatever you want even if you don't have partner status.
So you grinded to get there, right? Because you have to do it every week or every day or something, right, to get there.
I got hooked up from a friend, but so
well, you did.
Yeah, I think some people will probably be mad, but
you got hooked up. That's what's up. I mean, yeah, that's cool.
They wanted Cam Girl on their platform. All right,
so you're on the platform.
Yep, live on Twitch at Cam Girl.
So how does that work? So then you're doing it live, they could comment like, hey, play this song.
Mm-hmm.
Donations and all that,
all of that.
All that. So it's pretty profitable there, like on Twitch? Huh?
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not bad. You guys.
I gotta get on it.
I mean,
yeah.
Look at what Dumb's doing. He's doing his podcast live on Twitch. He's doing Fun with Dumb on Twitch live.
He's doing it on Twitch live?
Mm-hmm.
With that camera, the Xbox camera?
Whatever
camera you're using for Twitch?
Yeah. I know that they could use the stuff that you guys have, the DLSR, DSLR. But I mean, I don't know the specifics with using DSLRs for
the Lumix
streaming stuff. But yeah, it's something about putting in the car. I'm sure fucking Ren knows.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, you should try that, and then maybe even at the end, be like, okay, maybe have someone else look at all the comments or something like that, and at the end, man, do the best questions, the best three for your guests or something like that.
God, I'm such a dummy. I could have done it a while ago, because I have homies that are doing that and they're killing it right now.
You're not a dummy. Never too late. That's how I feel dumb for starting my DJ streams now, but fuck it, dude.
God, I should have done it. I should have done it.
Better late than never.
Yeah, because everyone's on Warzone and I've been playing and I'm on other people's Twitches, but yeah. I'm not on my own.
I thought you were saying you're in an actual war zone. You're talking about the game.
Yeah, the game war zone. Everyone's on war zone right now.
Because I thought you're coronavirus is war
zone. No. It's not. I'm not even tripping that hard on it. Although I've been keeping clean and everything. Damn, your dog's so chill.
He's sleepy. So cute. I love him.
Yeah, he's a chill dog, huh? You got another one? Just to give Kirby a homie?
Kershaw.
Oh no, Kirby's my dog.
Kirby
yeah.
is your dog. Oh, I have two cats, but
I'm allergic.
I love my cats.
I know, but I'm allergic.
They're
to
very
them.
Grumpy.
Yeah.
But I want to get another dog.
Okay. Do you have fun? That was easy, right? It flew by, right? This was no problem for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing. It was just zoom, done.
Especially now because I do the podcast every week.
Yeah.
I feel more comfortable just shooting the shit.
It's easy. Yeah. It's easy. All right, so did you plug your website and your merch?
Not all that. Okay, yet. We kept getting derailed. Sorry.
Okay, let's plug let's plug everything you want to plug.
Okay, I kept derailing, so I apologize.
It's okay.
YouTube.com/camgirl, Instagram.com/camgirl, Twitter.com/camgirlx, Twitch.com/camgirl. Camgirl is .online for my website. Can you put in the description?
Yeah, I could put in the description.
Check the description.
Yeah. Text me all that after when I'm editing. I'll put it in the, awesome. I'll put it on there. I'll just copy paste and put it in there. All right. That was easy, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So thanks for watching Camgirl Part 2. Hopefully there'll be a Part 3, 4, 5, and on.
Part 20.
Do you have a Patreon?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay, we have a Patreon for this show. The newest we'll talk about after. You should start your own Patreon as well. It'll help out. The newest patrons this week are Adam Kahn, Nina, and Effin Coyote. Go to patreon.com/StevieWeeby. Become a patron today and help this platform stay alive. If you want to go to the website, we have a website called StevieWeebyShow.com. If you want to grab some merch, grab it there. I have a new EP called Ode to My Pops on my Bandcamp. Go to StevieWeebyBandcamp.com. The music video is out. Goodbye Balloon at YouTube.com/StevieWeeby. There's no Little Ray's World this week. It'll be next week. We do have a series called Stevie's P.O. Box. If you want to send packages and send your packages to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California, 90093, pound. With that being said, we're out.
Peace.